This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Al and Jerry, number one with people up early and working out. If you're not listening, you're probably lazy.
I wouldn't argue with that.
Good 526, point. Yeah, good point. Nice to have you with us. It's Friday, so get your ass out of bed and start your weekend. Matter of fact, call out. Just listen to us, call out, go back to sleep at 10 o'clock.
That's a good idea.
Oh, no, listen to BT and Sal then at 10 o'clock. Just don't go to work.
Just say you're quote-unquote working from home or something.
You could do that. That
then
would
do nothing.
Yeah, could do that too.
Like most people do that work from home.
That is very true.
Although most people do when they come to work, too. They'll just like go on Facebook or something.
People are on computers walking around.
Yeah.
I would think if your idea of productivity is actually working for 8 hours and taking your one little break, that's false.
Some people shop on Amazon, research things that are interesting to them.
Yeah. I mean, they do all sorts of things on these computers. If I was a boss, you know what I would do?
I'd fire them.
No, I'd be like, oh. I'd say, I take a look at your watch, see how many steps you got in today. Because if you're walking around here, that means you're not doing your work.
You know,
Super Z.
You know where you know where you actually get productivity? When the boss is sitting right across from you or right next to you.
That's how I would be as a boss. I'd just be right.
You'd hover.
Oh, I'd be a hover.
Spitz was good like that in the newsroom.
I'd hover, be like, "What are you working on?
What do you got now?
Yeah,
did you get that that interview? Did you cut that up?" By the way, very cool. I'm very excited to, just since we're talking like station stuff real quick, very excited, and I'm not going to do it because I want to surprise myself as well. We're going to get a new Nick call today. I can't believe they're starting a new guy in the playoffs, but apparently Mike Green did the game on MSG last
night. Oh, Mike Green,
mm-hmm.
Not Mike Breen?
No, no, it says Mike Green.
Is he the guy from ESPN?
No, that's Mike Greenberg.
Oh, okay.
This is Mike Green that did the game,
that's
apparently.
That's labeled in our system, Jerry?
Yeah.
Mike Green?
Yeah, Mike Green. Not only is it Green, it's G-R-E-E-N-E.
Yeah, well, it's a different spelling.
How about that?
Yeah.
Huh.
So this Knicks game, Jerry, so in waking up and grabbing my iPad and I see where these dudes went in the draft, then I saw the Knicks lost.
Yeah.
And then after I was reading some of the post-game comments by some of the Knicks players, I'm with them. Although they seemed like they were expecting a loss, almost like that the refs knew they screwed up in game two and feel like that the refs gave the Knicks that game. So they were going to do all they could to give the Sixers this game with the foul disparity, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Josh Hart felt this way. Tom Thibodeau thought this way. Did you feel this way?
I would say that they made it very difficult on the Knicks. Number one, the fact that Joel Embiid goes to the free throw line and shoots 21 foul shots. This is what, if you remember before the series began, my one concern for the series, not just for this game, was that if Mitchell Robinson can't play Embiid, and I didn't know if he could or he couldn't, and it turns out to be, and the officials don't let them be physical with Philly, if Embiid goes to the line 20 times a game, they're not winning. I really believe that because he's an 89% free throw shooter. So anytime he goes there, he's basically making 2 of 2. Last night was the example. 19 of 21 from the foul line. He hits a few threes. He scores 50 points. Fine. The problem with last night was it felt slanted in Philadelphia's favor. So it's funny. Shaq's talking about why fans think the games are fixed. That felt like that to me. If for nothing else, why is Embiid not thrown out of that game after the Mitchell Robinson play? That's not a flagrant one. That's a flagrant two. And Robinson gets hurt. We might not see him the rest of the series. So, yeah, I'm not a Knicks fan, but I would be totally ticked off if I was because that was awful.
Now, they said he didn't get hurt on that play.
But it's part of it, though.
But it is part of it.
You're going to tell me
he's working the ankle.
You're going to tell me nothing got tweaked on that play? I mean, Embiid's on the ground and essentially rips at his ankle and his calf. And he doesn't pull him to the ground, but he trips him to the ground. That, to me, is all part of it.
Why do you think that was called the flagrant one and not a two?
Because they were not going to kick him out of the game.
They didn't want to
They were not ejecting him from that game. And I was at that point, I was just pulling into my driveway, actually, and I was listening to that on the radio. Monica McNutt does the, she's the analyst for the Knicks. She was, well, here's the word again, dumbfounded that that was only a flagrant one. And then I get in the house and I put it on and I saw it. And I'm like, she's right. Kick them out. But yeah, they weren't. Can you imagine if they would have done that in Philadelphia? There's no way they were doing that.
Kicked him out of the game? Yeah.
No way they were doing that. And then he goes on and has 50 points. Great. And he's got Bell's palsy, by the way.
Yeah, what is that?
It's how you not get it? A stroke, but it's like similar effects, right, Eddie, to the one side of the face, but it can heal. Nah, I thought it could heal.
That's what Ralph Kiner was afflicted with.
Yeah, but Ralph Kiner was an old man.
Yes, he was. But if you remember, his speech was impacted in his later years.
See, I thought he had a stroke.
No.
That was Bell's palsy.
And it's like sort of the facial muscles sort of droop or lose strength.
Yes.
Why does our body attack us like this, Jerry?
You tell me. You read all these nutrition people.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, Joel Embiid's got to be in terrific shape.
He's in wonderful shape.
Ralph Kiner was an older man. Joel Embiid is a top athlete.
Yeah, I don't
know. How's he getting this?
I do not know. There's been a lot of younger athletes that have been afflicted with some terrible things. Yeah. I don't know.
So Josh Hart said, Jerry, quote, "We knew what game three was going to be. Come on now. We knew, especially how game two ended." Do you think the Knicks players went in knowing they were going to have the Sixers were going to have an unfair advantage and that they didn't play up to their potential because they went in knowing we're going to get screwed because of how game two ended?
I don't know that they didn't play up to their potential. I mean, the Knicks played well in that first half. It was the third quarter where things got away from them. They were winning at halftime.
Oh.
So I don't – Jalen Brunson, who, you know, we're talking about where is he in the series, he's struggling. He had 39 points. He shot it well. He had 13 assists. Like, they played well. I don't think they played a poor game, but I do think that they were a little bit of an unfair disadvantage last night. Did they know? I mean, clearly – you've got to expect a more physical game. You're going on the road in Philadelphia. They're ticked off. They know they just gave one away in game two. But I don't know. Do I think Jalen Brunson walked onto that floor saying, "We ain't winning tonight"? No, I don't. I don't think that.
Okay, that's good.
I don't.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So game four is Sunday.
Not till Sunday.
1 p.m. It's Sunday 1 p.m. or Jerry.
Yeah. I got a baseball game, so that's a problem.
You're gonna have to check the game replay.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yes, I will.
Hmm.
I hate the 2 days. You want to give them 2 days for travel, that's fine. I hate when they're in one city and they have the 2 days off. Like they're in Philly. Play tomorrow.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Taking an extra day.
But what do they do in Philadelphia today?
Practice for 2 hours, have a team meal, have a little film, maybe go out and see a show. I don't know.
Liberty Bell.
I don't know. Go see the Rocky statue? I don't know.
Rocky statue, Liberty Bell, cheesesteak, do all the generic Philadelphia things.
But they went to Villanova. They've been there.
Oh, right. They went to Villanova.
Maybe they go see friends and family. I don't know, man.
And you got to be smart to get in Villanova. I would have had no shot. Or be a really good athlete.
And get a scholarship.
Of which I was neither.
Hmm. Hence, so when you're, no Villanova for you.
Right.
Imagine, you're talking about Villanova. Could you imagine trying to get in the Penn?
That doesn't seem fair.
They would send you, they'd send it back saying, "Are you serious?" Me too, by the way.
I'm seeing your SAT scores, 800. Did you forget to send us the second half of these?
Did you finish the SAT?
No, I finished them. And that is the full score there.
I'm just dumb.
I did, I actually was able to watch some of the Knicks game yesterday, Jerry, because I have Max.
Yeah.
And they have the TNT and all that stuff.
It was Spiro, right?
That I'm not sure about.
Okay.
Let's be honest. I watched the pregame. Okay. I was asleep by the actual game. But. You know. Remember the other day when you talked about how the Milwaukee Bucks Twitter account put out the thing that said nobody cares about the 82-game season. Now it's playoff time.
82 games, nobody cares. Now it matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were running a very similar-sounding promo voiced by Chris Rock with a number of NBA players in it, where Chris Rock, the voiceover guy, was essentially saying, like, that's not real that there's a next gear level for the playoffs. And the player's like, oh, it's a real thing. So they're, again,
it
telling
is a real
you
thing.
In the promos.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh, it's the playoffs. We're going to play now up to our full potential.
I think it's terrible. I really do. The Knicks are a team that gave you effort every night. They're one of few teams that have done that. A lot, and I've told you my complaints with watching the Nets. It's like they don't care. They're just jogging up the floor. And it's not just them. It's the league. And the league, to me, has a major problem on its hands when it comes to regular season basketball. No one, because we talked about the ratings. Not many people are watching regular season basketball. That's an issue. That's a big issue when these guys are getting paid what they're getting paid. You know what was really good was I do enjoy the Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart podcast, and it comes out every Thursday. Clyde Frazier was the guest this week, and I only got through about an hour of it, maybe 45 minutes of it. And it was interesting because he was talking about how difficult it was back in the day to play and the grind that they had and the way that they would play. You know, back-to-backs were common. But what was really interesting was they asked him about being a broadcaster. He's like, oh, doing TV's easy. You're just having a conversation, work with Brian. It's great. He kept referencing, and I got to go back. Maybe, Eddie, you'd remember this. He kept remembering how much he, or saying how much he enjoys TV now because you can talk. He goes, that first guy I worked with on radio never let me say anything. He goes, that's where the rhymes came in. He felt like when the play-by-play guy would take a breath, he would just get in, oh, they're swishing and dishing. Like, and that's it. He had
Jim Carvallis.
It was. So I thought it was Gus. So Jim Carvallis. Clyde was doing games with Jim Carvallis?
Yeah, that when I first started at The Fan.
Wow.
And when we got the Knicks games.
Okay. Because I remember Breen was on radio first. Sorry, it couldn't have been Gus because Gus was after Breen. So it was Jim Carvallis.
And Carvallis used to, when I used to board up the games, used to, you know, with the credits.
Yeah.
He used to screw up my name all the time. It was great.
Eddie Scazzeri?
Scorsese. It was great.
He never got it even after doing it after every game?
Yeah.
It's funny. So anyway, so he clearly not a fan of him.
Yeah.
Because he wrote not just once, like three different times. Was like that first guy I worked with.
He really stinks, that first guy.
Wouldn't let him talk. Yeah. If you like these personalities, and I think Hart and Brunson are fun, it's a really good show. It was with Clyde. It was cool. I got to watch. I got like a half hour more. I got to watch. It was pretty good.
All right, I'll get to that podcast. Right now, I'm listening to a guy who claims we didn't land on the moon. So after that one, Jerry,
is that Tom Izzo?
after that one, I'm gonna go to this Josh Hart.
You're not gonna go to
it. You don't know that.
I do know that. You just claimed
you do know that.
You just claimed you watched the Knick game last night because you have Max, and then 30 seconds in, when I asked you a question, you revealed, oh, actually, I put the pregame show on.
I did have the pregame show. It was pretty good.
You are not putting the Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson podcast on.
I'm not, but I do enjoy that you play clips, and I feel like I've heard the good stuff.
I suppose. I mean, the podcast is 2 hours long, and I give you 7 seconds.
Yeah, I feel like you really
That's about right.
You really focus it down, Jerry. I appreciate that.
You know what? I play what I find interesting. You might find other things interesting in it.
That might be a good service, a cool business, Jerry. You go through podcasts, and you know these podcasts are an hour long, 2 hours, 3 hours long, multiple times a week. You just break it down into the one clip.
It's called Twitter.
Oh, Twitter does this already?
I mean, yes.
Oh, okay.
They put that, like McAfee's on for 3 hours every day, and every day you get a few 15-second clips of what happened on McAfee, and they've pretty much done it already.
Right. We've weeded down your 4-hour show into this 15-second clip.
Stupid. Not that, but who's got all that time?
No,
I don't. No, you might. I don't.
I don't.
Okay.
And I have a lot of time on my
hands. If you don't, then who does?
Exactly. Mm. That's a great point. If I don't have time to consume all these podcasts, who does?
Nobody. I'll take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more to do. And we got Boomer and Gio going to break it all down for you at 6 o'clock on The Fan.